the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Nun Beis, the bottom of page 408, Rish Dalet Amad Beis. The Simon is talking about someone's in the middle of reading from a Sefer, and it rolls out from his hand into another Rishos. What's the halacha? I'll bring it back. Siv Beis. So you carry by Alagad. So someone's reading a scroll on the roof. When the Skal Gil Reisha Yehechem Yode, and one end rolls out of his hand, actually, he gil asar tvach matachten my criminal arts, until it doesn't reach to the lower 10 tvachim that are close to the ground. Goy loy etzloy, he can roll it back to himself. But however, he gil, as we continue to the Tafresh, hey, la asar tvach matachten, but if it reaches to the lower 10 tvachim of the ground, if the wall is slanted, but in a way, shenachalav, that as it rolled down, it's resting on it, as the deer shoe 3 brings a picture. See the guy's reading there from his scroll, and then it's rolling down. It's within 10 fachim on the ground, but it's resting on the wall. It's forbidden to roll it back to him. Now that it shouldn't stay in a state of disgrace, you could turn it over onto the writing. Now, vim ein meshupa, if it's not slanty, as the deer shoe 4 brings a picture, see it's not. It's not resting on the wall because it's not slanty, it's vertical. So it calls much like Gila Arts, as long as it didn't reach the ground itself, so then you could go ahead and roll it back to where you are. It says Mishmur Sif Kot Nyudal. So he said if you were reading in contrast to the previous Sif, you're reading by a doorstep. Here, if you're reading Al Hagag on the roof. Now, Mari's talking about Bagag Shurashusa Yachid. That it's a private domain, and the front of it was Rishis Rab. That's what we see in this Ziv. As long as it doesn't reach within the lower 10 Fachim, the airspace is an exempt area. Again, go ahead, so you can roll it back to where you are. So we said if it rolls out of your hand, one end, until it doesn't get to the lowest 10 Fachim, Sivkot Yud Beis, go ahead, so you can roll it back to himself. Even if the wall of the house was slanted, the nachalavan was resting on the wall. Oh, you show yenochsham al gabi ziz was resting there on some type of a ledge. Pain show yiziz rachav abo, whether the ledge was 4 tefachim wide. Main shalahoy arbo, whether it wasn't 4 tefachim wide. It's the same aloha, you can roll it back to where you are. Now, b'chol zeh, now regarding all this, mutu l'kuli alma, it's permitted l'kuli alma, according to everyone, the filu b'shar dvam shen kis v'kaidush. Even by other things that are not the holy writings. Sudden, like let's say he had in his hand some type of a cloth. And one end rolled out of his hand. Because when it's above 10 tvachim, there's no concern about Rishas Ram. Because Rishas Ram, its airspace is not above 10 tvachim. Which the Sharatin Zayin says that the word of the Magad Ram that's machmer is going when it's below 10 tvachim, like the way the Prima Gadim writes. Siv Katan Yud Gimel. Now, we said, we said that if it gets within ten, the lower 10th Vachem, so if the wall is slanty, then it's like the other end that rolled out is on, so to speak, the ground, because it's resting. Therefore, we're going to be lean regarding such a case. There's a concern that the whole thing might fall out of his hand over there. And we have a gamkin last week, Mishra Saram, Mishra Saram, and then they're going to come to bring with intent Fakhm of the airspace of Mishra Saram, which is Mishra Saram, back to the roof, which is Mishra Saram. So therefore, and Sifkot Yodal, in a way, Shinochalov, that it's resting on the wall. Now, Vedavka, it's specifically Kishirab Mikasmalov, that the public. They use that wall to shoulder their burdens. Because if not, have a carmelis. Actually, that wall would be a carmelis. But even they're going to be the other, and since it's still connected to his hand, when regarding holy writings, you would be permitted to bring it back to yourself, according to everyone. Where he says that, look at Magen Avraham when he quotes from the Taisis. Look at the Chodesh Rashi bringing the Ramban that disagrees on Taisis. His opinion is that even when the Ramban not makas malav, it's still called Hanocha Bishos Rab. But he writes that it's logical like the words of Taisis. Look over there. And the Chodesh Ritva Nevin sounds like Mechayer that he holds also like Ramban. Look over there. Sivkat and Tetzvav. So he said that then you're not allowed to roll back to you, and it shouldn't stay in the state of disgrace. Then you turn it over onto its writing. Now we said if it's not slanty the wall, so as long as Zivkad Tazvab Shlahigila Aretz, that it didn't reach to the ground, then you can roll it back to yourself. Even if you have just like the size of the eye of a needle between the object and the ground, since it didn't rest literally on the ground, and it's hanging in the airspace, it's not called that it's resting, regardless, and if you can roll it back to where you are, which is Sharat Sinai Yud says, because if it's resting on like some type of a ledge or something like that, according to everyone, it is called Hanacha, and you wouldn't need a Makam Dal that's burning the Gemara, and then it would, you'd not be able to bring it back. Says Mishnah further, says, B'davka B'kisvei HaKodesh Mikalin. Now, specifically regarding holy writings, we're leaning. Regarding other things, Kol Shegil Ava Asar Tvachim, once it reaches to the airspace of 10 Tvachim, Shu Ava Rishas Rabim, which is the airspace of Rishas Rabim, Av Shalai Noch, even though it didn't rest, Oslavi Yitzlo, you're not going to bring it back to you, because the Gezim, we make a Gzera, Shemibu Kulil Art, then maybe the whole thing's going to fall down to the ground. The Yavi Gamkin Lasu Yetzla, and he's also going to come to bring it back to himself. However, Yesh Mekilim is it. There are those that are lenient regarding this, which is Shara Tzinos Yud Beis brings, and the Noizah Bismir, and Narsham says, for sure, according to the Vilna Goyen, that is lenient, when it falls into a Carmelis on the ground, then you don't have any more to write among the Avram. Says Mishmur Furli, says, because of Abra Shasarab, this is all regarding the airspace of Abra Shasarab. But it falls in the airspace of a Carmelis, it's according to everyone to bring it back to him, since it's still held on the other end in his hand. So he said that if the wall is not slanty, as long as it didn't actually reach the ground, he could roll it back to himself. But the Bi'agro disagrees on this. So the Choshe Giyah took Shlesh Tamach La'aretz, says once it reaches within 3 tefachim of the ground, Choshe Kumun Nechal La'aretz, that's considered like it's placed on the ground. When he says, look at Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkat and Tazayin, what we wrote in him in the Vilna Gaon, says his opinion is that the opinion of Rabbi Nechanan and Ramban and the opinion of Mechaber doesn't bring all this Pashut, because Riff and the Rosh and the Rambam, they all quote Maskan Zagamar of Erev and Ladina, and their reasoning, it seems, that they hold like where the Rashba writes himself, the Shabbos, and Rav Haigoin, even the Gemara says, Tanik of Rav Chilkia, and the first price, it sounds like, now like him, look over there, and the Masugan Erev, and it sounds like that he had Ladina like Maskan of Rava. So that's this machlokes that they have regarding with and three tefachim, like we know it, love it, is they consider it on the ground or not. So Mishnah Nun Gimel. Dini Zizim Mishnah Saram, the locha of ledges in the public domain. The way Gimel Sifim, there's three Sifim, Sif Alf. Shnei Batim, you have two houses, but Shnei Tzid Rishnah Saram, two sides of the Rishnah Saram, over the street. Bim Shalad Mecha, now they belong to one person. Or Yishol Shnayim, or even it belongs to two different people, but the Erev, they made an Erev. Im Shnei Mishavim, if they're both the same, Mutal Lizik Mizal, say, let us throw across the street from one to the other. The Mechel Givayim Mechaber, but if one's higher than the other one, Asal Lizik Mizal, say, they now have to throw from one to the other. Hilim Kenim Kli Cheres, or Kriyat Zibem, unless it's like an earthenware vessel or something like that. Shem Yipli Shabed, if it's going to fall, it's going to break. The Medjum Mumu, anyway, say, there's Rishos Rab, my best Benim. When there's Rishos Rab, there goes between them. Amois the Karmel is over as Benim, but if it's just a Karmel is going between them, Mutal Bechol Gavin, that's permitted in all cases to throw the object across the street. So the Mishmaru Siv Katin Aleph. You have two homes on two sides of the street. And they belong to one person or two people, the Arab, when they made an Arab, because they belong Arab. If they didn't make an Arab, although Asal Tat Mishas Lashos, then it's forbidden to carry from one domain to another domain. If they belong Hefzik, which is Ram Mitan Klal. Even out an interruption of Rishos Ram between them, which the Sharatzin, Ayes Aleph, brings from the Ravamak. It says, like the Be'alacha, to Maskal, the Ervu, which the Be'alacha brings in Mogad Ram, writes, that according to one that says that you later exchange things, transfer things through a makam tur, then it would be permitted even if he did not make an erev, which is from Simashun and Hesib Gimel, the Ramah, that comes in the words of the Mordechai, because it's going through a makam tur in the street of Abtan Tvachim. But many of the Chayim are fakfuk regarding this, and the Vilna Gaon is beer in Simashun and Hesib, with Sadla Lacha, like the Ben Rash, but not like the Mordechai over there. Says Mishmur further. So he said that this is only if both these homes are Sivkan Beis Shavim, are the same, B'chulu. Then you let it throw from one to the other one. Ritzalam, what he says, the Kimachim Shavim, since they're the same, in Tzorach La'aman Yodav Lizrika. You don't have to, like, be precise with your hands, with the throwing, Shlo Yipal Achib Samata, that it shouldn't fall down, lower down. So then Sivkan Gimel, Mutlizrika, you let it throw from one to the other. Davkalam Al Masar, that's specifically above Tetfachim. That's from one domain to another domain through an exempt area. But to throw it below 10 tvachim, that would be prohibited. That's going through Rishus Ram. So we've cut and down. Now, if one of them is Gavoy Mechabera, higher than the other one, the Kibin Shaku Gavoy Mechabera is since it's higher than the other one. So let Samtim Yod Bezrikas, he has to be exacting in how he throws. We consider Shemalo Yechab Kolkak, they might not be so precise. People are, it might fall down to the ground in the middle. Ever Asla Tuye, and then you come to carry. So then, you know, throw from one to the other one, unless it's like something that's like it's going to break, and anyways, you're not going to pick it up. And when we say this, when there's a Shusaram goes between them, but if Sipkot and Hey, Carmelis, Fahulu was just a Carmelis between them, then it's permitted. The Kiva de Issa Carmelis in the Rabban, and since, anyways, carrying in the Carmelis or two Carmelis only rabbinic. Like as you the Shema Yipa, when I'm making zero, then maybe it's going to fall. I'm zero, like zero, because that's a decree for something that itself is a decree. Sivkot and Vav. So therefore, then it's permitted b'chol gavn in all cases. The hainu that is afal echad givay mechaderi, even if one is higher than the other one. Of a pasha the davka b'she'eva, but that, as the Mishmur says, not like what he mentioned bi alach. I mean, the pasha davka only if he made the eruv. Bi alach adi v'baslam kais la meshupa. We said that if it gets to the lower 10 tefachim, if the wall is slanty, that it's resting, you're not allowed to roll it back. Now, if it rests on a ledge that's not 4 tefachim wide, that's a makom patur, and then you let it bring it back to himself, so it depends what it's really resting on. In the Rimaschal Mutu Lizrek, so he said that if the two homes are equal, you allow to throw from one to the other one. Magid Ram writes, Sarachian, because you can't make an Erev together only if there's an opening between them, that they could carry together without throwing. Where it's written in the Submission 9 Base Sifdal, how could you make an Erev across the street with the other home? So look over there, here's Teretz. Come in the Sandal, and the Maimotcha, they answer very simply, that it's talking about when there was a bridge on one side of the house, of this house to that house, so they could carry from one to the other. That's how they're able to make an Erev. Now you can throw from one to the other one. And then Masa B'chol Gavni, he said, however, if there was a Carmelis between them, then you're allowed to throw in all cases. So he says, look at Bishop Rua. Now, this whole sieve is talking about Lamal Masar. Look at like the road of Bishop Rua, Sif Kut and Gimel. Now, if it's so regarding a Carmelis, look at the Shemantez Mishabru in the Be'alacha, which applies here too, which adheres to 13 brings that Be'alacha there was Mesopic. If B'makam Mitzvah, they permitted a Shuas in the Carmelis. Look over there that we brought the words of the Shein Alacha, that the Sabra of the Be'alacha is, if this that the Chum permitted Shuas to Shuas on Tarek Mitzvah, is that also in the way that you're doing a Maisa, let's say you're carrying an object? Well, they didn't permit only when you're not doing action. For example, Amir L'Nachri by Isra Banan, which in our situation is a Shvus to Shvus Yisra Maisa, because you're doing Isra Banan with a Carmelit, which is a Isra Banan. But you're doing action, you're throwing something. The Maisa Chasnesh writes, one could be lenient in Makam Mitzvah, and for sure by Ben Ashmash, which in itself is a situation of Safik. Dear Shu 5, Shabursa and Sivka Nyud Gimel, we say if the wall is slanty, so then its one end is like as if it's resting on the ground, because it's resting on that slanty wall. In other words, we consider this end of the sefer like as if it's rested on Rishus Ram, as brought in Mishabur Leilon Sipkon Yudal, Mir Alacha, Div Maschal Be'inyan, that it's talking about with a wall, that the norm is that people adjust their packages on it, because it's slanty, so you could use it to adjust. Even though the Shulchan Aruch and Submission Mesubyud brought two opinions regarding a pillar in Rishus Ram, if the Avka when its height is 9 Tvachim exactly, is it considered Rishus Ram? Because the norm is to adjust packages or anything that's the height from 9 till 10 Tvachim is Rishus Ram. And here it sounds like that anything that reached to the lower 10 Tvachim is forbidden. If that's the case, not possible. This answer only according to the opinion that the whole 10th Tefach is Rishus Ram, and those who hold that only the exact 9 Tvachim is that 9th Tefach is Rishus Ram. Again, the base mayor right over here, that they'll explain, like, depending on the Ramban, that's when the Be'alach of the Mezal Be'inyan, that holds by a slanty wall, the whole wall is considered like Karkur Shazram. And as the Alacha, like like an erect wall that's burned the Gemara Shabbos of Chesam Anav, that you throw a sticky fig and it sticks in the wall below 10 tefachim, you chayiv as if arrested in Rishus Aram. So the whole thing is considered like Rishus Aram. Dish number six. He said that the reason why you can't throw if the buildings are different heights, because it might fall into the street. Now, even if the object is going to fall, he's still going to have one end in his hand above the tefachim. If that's the case, that the part that one part is then in the makom tur. So similar to what the Gemara says in Shabbat of Chesam and Avdev, someone throws a tall kli into Rosh Hashanah and part of it is above the tefachim, you're going to be potter. So what's the problem over here, even if it falls? Kveige writes in his Gilyan over here in Shulchan Aruch that still he would be ushered to go back and roll it back. And I mean, not the case when you're throwing. This is in the case of Sifkad Yud Gimel. If we're going to be lenient here, we're concerned that if the whole thing might fall out of his hand. So, still here, it's us to take it back and roll it back. And he explains that this halacha, that the object with one end is in the makom tur, is not considered like it's in the Rosh Hashanah. Is only said in the case where a tall kli that's on the karka of the Rishus Rab. So therefore, the whole height of the Rishus from the karka till above 10 tefach, and then it's considered like is bound in the makom tur. But in a place where the kli does not fill up the whole lower 10 tefach, and where it doesn't reach to the ground, then even if part is above 10 tefach, it's not called that it's bound in the makom tur, and they begin mechayev. But he asked from the continuation of the words of Shulchan Aruch that he writes that if the sefer reaches to the ground, now they roll it back, even if one hand is in his hand. Now, in such a situation, the sefer fills up the whole rishos, and it's bound to above 10 tefachim. And even if it's not, so if that's the case, if it's actually held in his hand, should be mutter to take it, like above 10 tefachim, and he remains with a tzarachian on that question.
Question number seven, regarding window shutters that are hanging on metal that's attached on the walls of the house from the outside. And these treesim, these metal shutters, when you close them, so the tris goes into the hole of the window, which are chayrish shesiyacha. The Chuvas Beis Shlomo writes that to permit to close them, based on what you see over here, that Mishnah Berurah said of nafal avar karmelis mutul kolam lahaviyetz like even she'egod adam biyadoi. So when it comes to the air space of a karmelis, you're allowed to put it back when it's still in your hand, because even when the tris is open, these shutters, it's still connected where it's attached to the wall. And even though the tris is placed in the karmelis, not just in the airspace of a karmelis, but it's attached to the wall that's beneath 10 tefachim, still, since it's not munach on the surface of the wall, only on the tzir, the hinge that's connected to the wall, so it's not considered nakira from a mokum dal tefachim, and has a halacha like munach ba'avar karmelis. However, he writes, that's only according to the opinion of Ben Tam Shabbos of Zayin and Alf, and that holds the reason why when you throw a sticky fig and it sticks to the wall that you chayiv, because the wall is considered like a mokum dal tefachim. But according to the Riva, the Puran Taisa over there, that explains that the reason why it's considered anacha gabe mokum dal tefachim is since the ground that's beneath it is wide before and it sees the face of the ground. If that's the case, then even by treesim that are put on the hinge, they consider like munach gabe karka karmelis because they see the surface of the karmelis. However, he writes that even according to this sheet, you can permit to close the shutters since it's such a light issue like this, you don't have to be stringent, and specifically the hanacha. Now, placing in the hole of the window, that's also not a makom dal in the kontatesis, also by chayrish shesiyachid, it has to be wide 4x4 tefachim, as we brought in simshim meisim kontes and chayra. All his words are dafka when these metals are not higher 10 tefachim from the ground, but if they are higher, then we permit it even in the avir shesiram, as we wrote in Sharatzin Sibkot and Zayin. There should number one. We said that if. You're allowed to throw b'davka above 10 tefachim, because then it's through a mokum tur. However, that's davka if he throws an object above 10 tefachim in a karmelis. But if he's carrying an object in his hand and he's transporting from shes yachad or shes yachad through a karmelis, chazan writes that even if he carries it above 10 tefachim, it's considered as if it's beneath 10 tefachim and it's forbidden, which the source of his words are Gemara Masech Shabbos Dav Tzadik Beis and Dav Tzadik Zayin. Dershu number two, Be'aloch had said that men ne'achrem mafakfik on the halacha of the Magen Avraham, that you're allowed to transfer through Makom Tur, even Shelo Yirvu. Now, there's two reasons. One, brought the Mishabur later on Simon Shon and Hay and Rabbi Halacha over there, that even according to those who hold regarding Rishuyos, that the issue to carry between them is Rabbanan, is permitted to carry from Rishus Rishus through a Makom Tur, that's Davka in the way that the object lands in the middle in the Makom Tur. But not when it rests the object in the Makom Tur. For example, over here, where you're throwing from one house to another house through above 10 Tfachim Rishus Ram, that it would be forbidden to carry it. Number two, the Be'alacha brings the words of the Nahar Shalom that holds that a place that the issue to carry between two Rishuyas is because they didn't make an air between them. And the Yerchatz is, they would be forbidden even if the object lands in the middle in the Makom Tur.